welcome to Walmart de Mexico's annual analyst meeting. We are very glad this year to have also Walmart Stores, Inc. Investors Relations field trip. This time we are combining it, and we are doing it here in Mexico. It's our first time that we do it simultaneously. We are going to have today several presentations. We are going to be starting by Walmart Stores presentations by Charles Holly, Craig Hecker, and then we will follow the presentations by Walmart de Mexico's team. I will leave you right now with Charles Holly. Charles Holly is in charge, he's Senior Vice President in charge of finance of Walmart Stores. He has been also very involved with the Mexico operation. When he started here in Walmart, he was the Chief Financial Officer for Walmart International, so he knows very well the operation in Mexico. I leave you now with Charles Holly.
Thank you, Rafael. Before we get started, I've got to show you the obligatory forward-looking statement. I won't read it for you, but I'd ask that you do read it, and I'd refer you to our website for additional information on any analysis of our company and remind you that any projections made here today or this week may or may not be actual results in the future. So please read the forward-looking statement carefully. Welcome, everyone here in Mexico, and those of you on the Internet attending our webcast. I would like to thank our Walmart de Mexico team for hosting our annual analyst and investor meeting. I know all of you will enjoy the Mexico team's presentation and store tours. I've worked with this Walmex team for almost 15 years, and they continue to do a fantastic job for our customers here in Mexico. As you know, our worldwide mission is to save our customers money so they can live better. In this difficult environment, Walmart's Save Money, Live Better value proposition resonates now more than ever. Today, you will hear more about that mission and how important it is to our global operations, especially here in Mexico. We now have over 7,900 stores throughout the world, and that includes 3,600 outside the United States. We also operate over 50 store brands in addition to the Walmart and Sam's logos. Some of which you're going to get to see here in Mexico this afternoon, and each of them is about saving money for our customers and our members. While the current economy is difficult, it does provide opportunities for growth and expansion. In fact, in January, we acquired a controlling interest over 58% in DNS, which is Chili's leading food retailer. We're extremely excited about this new member of the Walmart family, and Craig Herkert is going to be telling you more about DNS in just a few minutes. We released our earnings earlier this week, and I'll just briefly touch on some of the highlights. First, annual sales topped $400 billion. That's over a 7% increase from the previous year. The reported earnings per share were $3.35. That's a 6% increase over the prior fiscal year. Now, there was a lot of noise in the comparisons to last year, most notably the charge for litigation and the impact of foreign currency translation. When you wade through all of that, the message you should take away is that our business model is more relevant than it ever has been. Everyday low cost and everyday low price is more relevant than it's ever been. And our underlying businesses are performing very well. In addition, we remain very focused on our balance sheet. In fact, it's stronger today than ever. Cash is still very much the king in these times, and we reported free cash flow of $11.6 billion in fiscal 2009. That's more than double from the prior year. Now, let's take a look real quickly at the business segments. Walmart U.S. had an outstanding year. Despite a very tough economy, Walmart U.S. delivered full-year comp sales growth of 3.2%. One of the best performances in recent years and definitely outperformed the market. Operating profit grew faster than sales, another exceptional result given the economy and just the sheer size of the operation. Groceries and consumables were very strong, and although it's still a tough market for home and apparel, we saw improvements and we believe market share gains in those categories. At Sam's, comparable sales without fuel were up 3.6%. And although members are being squeezed like all consumers, the club sector appears to be somewhat stronger than the rest of retail. Food and consumables continue to drive sales, and our fresh food is seeing strong performances. Expenses as a percentage of sales were up for the year. Now, this was a result of increased health costs and utilities in the fourth quarter. In addition, an accounting impairment charge was incurred for the fourth quarter. Without the impairment charge, profit would have been close to flat. We still have opportunities to grow our membership base at Sam's, which I'll touch on this in just a minute. Turning to International, International reported a 9.1% increase in sales with an operating profit of 4.6%. Without the impact of foreign currency translation, sales would have been up 11.6% and operating profit up 10.2%. And as a reminder, these numbers include a charge for disposing of real estate assets in Japan in the third quarter, which was after tax about $107 million. It definitely impacted the comparisons. Again, the point being that our underlying businesses in International are very healthy, and we are very well positioned to serve our customers. Okay, we talked about the P&L and the strength of our operations, so how do we stack up on being able to produce cash? We produced a record, as I said earlier, a record $11.6 billion of free cash flow. Our operations, their focus on working capital, as well as our capital efficiency focus, all contributed to this great result. We have four main priorities for our excess cash that we generate every year. We want to invest in new stores. We want to provide dividends to shareholders. We want to be able to take advantage of acquisitions when they become available, and we think that they're strategic and they're also a good returns for our shareholders. And the fourth, share repurchase. Now, although we paused the share repurchase in the fourth quarter of this last year, we do plan on being back in the market the first quarter of this new fiscal year. So, okay, let's spend a moment just talking about what's going on within the operating segments themselves and their strategies. Walmart U.S. strategy is based on three pillars of save money, live better, win, play, and show in the merchandise categories, and then fast, friendly, clean in the stores. Now, save money, live better sets the foundation for our message to our customers. We continue to focus on providing branded products at a great value. We are first and foremost about brands at a great value, but we also realized that there are opportunities to help save customers money by developing some great products with great prices using our own private label brands like Sam's Choice, Great Value, Equate, among others. Our win, play, and show merchandise strategy rationalizes our product offerings throughout the stores. We will win in high growth categories like electronics. We will play in moderate growth categories like apparel. And we will show with our presence in limited growth categories like hardware. In addition, focus on merchandise optimization will improve our store layout and continue to improve productivity gains. Now, with regards to our store operations, we are committed to giving our customers a fast, friendly, and clean experience. We have new initiatives in our staffing, inventory management, and supply chain transformation, and they continue to be implemented today and will be rolled out throughout the year. The number of store remodels has increased to provide customers also with improved shopping experience. Now, we know these strategies are paying off because our customer experience scores during the fourth quarter showed the highest quarter-over-quarter increase in 2 years, and we've been conducting the survey over this last 2 years. Also, traffic was up in the stores, and I think that also speaks volumes to what's going on with fast, friendly, and clean. Now, our Walmart U.S. business was strong throughout last year, included a strong finish to January. As Mike Duke alluded in our conference call earlier this week, not only have our businesses, including Walmart U.S., finished the year strong, they're also off to a great start in February. Moving on to Sam's, the warehouse club segment continues to be one of the fastest-growing segments in retail. In spite of economic turmoil, Sam's U.S. grew sales for the year by 5.6% and comps without fuel by 3.6%. We will continue to focus on driving membership growth. I think that's going to be very important to Sam's Club. This focus will be on both local and national events that drive new memberships and traffic from existing members. We held several events to help in this effort during the fourth quarter, and that included the day after Thanksgiving, December Food and Gift, January Stock Up, and the Big Game Super Bowl events. We saw notable improvement in new sign-up performance in the quarter, and Sam's membership income increased for both the full year and the fourth quarter. Now, during the fourth quarter of this fiscal year, we opened three new clubs. Despite a very tough economy, our new club in Florida had the highest grand opening sales weekend ever in Sam's history. Now, let's talk a minute about the international segment. Many of you have seen this slide before, but I wanted to reinforce the continuity of our strategy, even though there's been a transition in leadership. We are staying the course with our three key strategies for the international business, which are, first, portfolio optimization. We manage our group of international operations as a portfolio of countries with the goal of maximizing shareholder value by balancing our returns and our risk. Two, global leverage. We want to leverage our global capabilities to drive value to local at the local level. You saw this in Brazil last year, and I think you've been seeing this in Mexico this year. And number three, unique plans to win in each market. Now, we want to focus on developing plans tailored to each market, unique to their unique environments. And I think we've been successful in executing this strategy, and you've seen that in Mexico. Now, let's look at some other examples. Talk about the UK. For the last 3 years, if you have been with us for this analyst meeting, you've seen a similar slide to this one. It continues to get better. The story continues to get better for ASDA. According to TNS, and TNS tracks market share gains in the UK retail market, ASDA's market share has reached a record 17.2% of the grocery market. The comp store sales were 6.5% for the full year. This performance is especially notable given the slower economic growth that's going and occurring right now in the UK and the all-time low level of consumer confidence in the UK. Sales growth continues to be driven by both increased customer traffic and higher ticket. In addition, we believe ASDA has the lowest cost structure compared to our leading competitors in that market, which in turn drives our everyday low pricing programs and our growth. Turning to Japan, we continue to focus on getting market share using our everyday low costing and our everyday low pricing initiatives. We're starting to see positive moves in our comps, and we also see that our customers are starting to embrace everyday low prices. We remain encouraged as Seiyu's comps were positive in November and December, while most of the Japan retailers were experiencing negative comps. Seiyu's recent positive performance was highlighted by strong sales in food and consumables, where EDLP has penetrated in more departments. Turning to China, we continue to be extremely excited about our prospects in China. Our stores continue to perform very well, with comp store sales of our Walmart China business at 6.2% and the Trustmart business at 4.1%. I think it's also worth noting that operating income in China grew faster than sales on a solid margin performance with very strong cost control. And I think one last item of note in China speaks volumes about what we think about growth in China. We opened 18 new stores in just the first 3 weeks of January 2009. So, again, very excited about China. And let's go on and lastly about India. Last year at this time, I spoke to you about Brazil, and I think I told everybody about our first Easy Day store. I'm proud to say we now have 22 Easy Day store franchise stores in operation in India. Our partnership with Bharti is progressing very well, and we are opening up a new cash and carry format earlier this year. We are learning a lot about India market. We believe it will be an important market for Walmart in the long term. Now, I'd like to turn it over to Craig Herkert, our CEO of the Americas, and Craig's going to talk a little bit about what's going on in his region. Craig.